The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In most of North America, summer means cicadas. And not just the famous periodic kind, but the high-pitched chants of the annual cicadas that ring out in late summer. Certain cicada species occur in overwhelming numbers. In fact, they are the most abundant herbivores in terms of both their total weight and total number of individuals in some North American forests. But even more amazingly, cicadas achieve such success despite their reliance on a nutrient-poor diet. You see, most species of cicada spend most of their lives, from 2 to 17 years, underground before emerging en masse at regular intervals. While underground, cicadas feed solely on the sap of plant roots, which is the most nutrient-poor and unbalanced part of the plant. So how do cicadas gather the nutrients they need to survive? Well, scientists have found that cicadas supplement their diet by maintaining complicated relationships with two species of specialized bacteria that live inside their cells. The bacteria produce essential nutrients for the cicadas that the animals neither receive from their sap diets nor produce themselves.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.